Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Scientific Healing, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I'd like to welcome the dynamic Patricia Pinto to the show. I invited her to the show because she approaches health and fitness with that something extra that helps her women clients above and beyond the usual advice and programs. It doesn't just show in her passion, but in the results and the way her clients rave about her. Patricia's heritage has taught her there's something beyond the visual that governs us. And who better to explain it than Patricia herself? Welcome to the show, Patricia.
Hey. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your program, Anastasia.
Yeah, I'm so excited, and I'm sure our listeners would love to hear about your Rise Warrior Woman program. I mean, even the title and screams empowerment, and even more intriguing is the old Mexican healing arts that you grew up with. I have heard so many people rave about them. Can you tell us something more about it and what the guiding principles are?
All right. Well, the first thing that comes up is my grandmother, Grandma Celia. She was born in Monterrey, Mexico, and I grew up around her, obviously, and witnessed her performing her rituals, if you will, of healing on others, mostly women. And it ranged, it varied, you know, depending on their need. And some of the things I grew up with personally were, you know, for an earache, instead of running to the doctor for an antibiotic, you know, Grandma would take us under her arm, if you will. And one of the things she did was she did her own form of energetic healing by laying on of hands. And I need to state that, you know, she was very adamant about saying, this is nothing that I can do on my own. It's through the power, you know, of the Holy Spirit, divine source, if you will, and the energy that we connect with through divine source that helps manifest the healing. So she would, for earaches, she would put olive oil on a little cotton ball and pack it in our ears, you know, a little cotton ball full of olive oil, and would help ease the pain and the earache and the infection. And that's one of the things that comes up. I recall walking into her room one time at her home. My mother and I were visiting, and my mother was in the room with her behind closed doors. And then when I walked in, I realized there was another woman on a bed, like a massage table, and they had an egg. And I had no idea what was going on. And, you know, I was, you know, as a child, okay, get out, you know, go, go. And then I discovered later that they used the egg to release negative energies from the body. And they would take the egg and they would roll it gently over from the top of the head down the arms and the legs and over the eyes even. And then they'd take the egg and crack it into a bowl of water overnight. And the next day, you know, my grandmother would go check the egg to see if there was any discoloration in it. And if there was, it was meant that there was negative trapped energies. And then she'd take the healing modality to the next level. So these are some of the things that I witnessed growing up and experienced myself as well.
Well, those are a lot of those things are really what most people don't realize is that whenever we create anything new, it starts with intent and it starts
action.
With a vision, right? And the vision has, we send out these waves of intent and vision to this kind of healing, and it works so beautifully well. I've seen, and some of those things that you're talking about are the things that I grew up from my Greek grandmother.
Oh,
exactly.
There you go,
the egg and the olive oil. She was a big proponent of olive oil in the ear, but the whole intent was to create the healing and to send out the evil energies through God or spirit or whatever you want to call that infinite knowingness, right? So what inspired you to continue working with these healing arts from your heritage with the work that you're doing now?
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually, I didn't embrace it until I became more mature, if you will. And there was a time when I was living the paradox of that life. You know, the paradox of the health, wellness, and fitness is, you know, I was a party girl and late nights and alcohol and everything else involved. And I had a spiritual awakening in the shower one time, and I was pretty much brought to my knees, and my heart was broken open and really in deep pain. And it was a night of, you know, revelry and actually drug abuse. And I woke up spiritually, and I felt my heart aching to the point where I thought I was going to have a heart attack. And I knew it had nothing to do with what I was doing in terms of drug abuse. It was really my heart opening and seeing self. And I came to realize that the life I was leading at that time was not serving me. And I asked God, higher source, to help me, because it was nothing I could do on my own. So at that point, I made a commitment to myself to get back into the foundation that it was always a part of me, the health and the wellness and the fitness aspect as well, which is what I gleaned from my father, the experience of my father. He was a drill instructor in the Marine and a competitive bodybuilder, boxer, my first mentor and guide. So I decided to follow the path on my own, and people ask me that today. And I said, you know, I said, I feel that my grandmother's spirit still lives in me, through me, and this is what I was called to do. And so therefore, I created a program for myself through all the knowledge I acquired and experience. And I realized how fabulously well it was working for me and healing me. And I came across many women my age, and I'll be 57 soon, and I came across many women that were my age that were, you know, I've stated before, they were overweight, lethargic, filled with anxiety, depression, insomnia, living without a purpose and a dream. And I thought, my God, I said, I can help them because I've helped myself. I've pulled myself up by my bootstraps through this protocol that I've embodied, this health, wellness, and fitness protocol. So why not take that to the masses? You know, how many people do we know have experienced or been on Weight Watchers or done Lindora or other things and these fad diets? They don't work.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
No, they don't. That was the next thought out of my mouth, is these things just simply don't work. That actually the overweight is an energetic cause, and we'll be able to dive way more into that after the break. So I want to remind all of our listeners that you are listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis, and today our guest is the dynamic Patricia Pinto, and we'll be diving deeper into her programs, where you'll hear some things that you can do personally to help you improve your health and fitness levels through this magical Mexican healing technique.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Your health is your wealth. Your prosperity is tied directly into your personal energy and health. Are you ready for abundance? Dr. Anastasia Choplis is the scientific healer, author, speaker, and teacher dedicated to helping you live your most energized and healthy life. Go to www.scientifichealer.com now and sign up for Anastasia's free, powerful healing audio and weekly newsletter. Let's get you going with training, mentoring, and support to energize you to your healthiest and most abundant life.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. And before the break, we were talking with Patricia Pinto about the things that she learned from her grandmother and her father and how they can actually affect you too, your health and your relationship. So let's get really specific and find out what you can do to help your own situation. Welcome back, Patricia.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I know you tailor programs for each individual. Could you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, sure. First of all, through the consultation, I determine many things. It's an assessment of sorts. It involves posture, because posture is huge. Many people don't realize the correlation between the body and the mind, and there is a connection despite what the doctors tell us. You know, doctors want to go in and cut and remove body parts, but they have no idea or realization that those body parts are there energetically, and even if they're removed, the symptom or the effect is still in play, and therefore I approach it at a deeper level. So I look at the posture and determine what the body's imbalances are, whether somebody has a forward head posture or a kyphosis, you know, a hump in the back, or a lordosis, an excessive curvature of the spine, and all these things create other issues within the body, physically, obviously, and mentally and spiritually. And once that's assessed, then I discover what their how they should be eating for their genetic metabolic makeup, their body type, based on their ancestral lineage. And once we determine what that is, and that would either be a carb type, a protein, or a mixed type, then I start to recommend and prescribe, you know, the foods that they should be eating to express themselves and feel themselves optimally. Another big factor is teaching women, men as well, but mostly women, how to awaken, integrate, and strengthen their pelvic floor muscles, because I feel, and in my experience, the pelvic floor region is where the wisdom comes from, and we all have that wisdom. We've just been disconnected with it, and it's my experience and belief that the disconnection has to do with the vortex that we live in, surrounded by all these, you know, modern technologies, EMFs, electromagnetic fields, and such, and the food, junk food, GMOs, toxic sugars and flours. And once we start getting rid of those and cleansing the body of those, then we're open more to more innate wisdom and intelligence and to a deeper sense of self. So it's a matter, my program involves the posture, discovering what the posture is and correcting that, the food, you know, the diet type, if you will. And then also I teach how to open up to a proper breath, because there is power in breath and breathing properly. And most people have an inverted breathing problem, which means they breathe through their lungs and not specifically through their stomach and up through their diaphragm, then lungs. So there's a breathing aspect. I guess you can liken it to a form of basic Qigong, you know, opening up to the life force energy. So
those
are
three things that you talked about, and all those talked about, there's a great deal of scientific research now. For example, one of the most popular talks on TEDx is Amy Cuddy's talking about how our posture affects biochemistry. And it's rapid. Inside of 2 minutes, your biochemistry can change dramatically. And the other thing that's really interesting is the food. When we're eating what's genetically right for us, then our epigenetics wakes up and gives us from our own healthy blueprint that we were all born with. So when you were saying, yeah, when you remove something out of the body, yes, the energy is there because our blueprint is what we're born with and what we die with is there. And it contains all of that interesting information. And we can even grow back organs that have been surgically removed because of the blueprint. So
yeah,
these are all, despite, you know, a lot of it is what you're learning, but a lot of this has got a lot of scientific background to it. So I'm sure that those stories, I'm sure you have some really awesome success stories. I'd love to hear those.
Yeah, I could share one with you. When I was actually a student of all this, and I mentioned it earlier, we're always students. You know, if we're wise, I feel we're always learning and growing and evolving. At least we have the opportunity to do so. But when I was a student and becoming certified in certain things, my first case study was a woman that came to see me. She was approximately 37 years old. She was very overweight, I would say probably 50 pounds. She had a death wish, literally, because when I assessed my clients, prospective clients, they walk away with extensive questionnaires. And based on their responses, I'm able to prescribe a lifestyle program for them to help transform their life. And when she came to me, she brought a Ziploc baggie, a plastic baggie full of, a gallon-sized baggie full of prescription drugs. She had one for high blood pressure, anxiety, insomnia, cholesterol, depression. I mean, it's like, wow, I can't believe you're so young and you're on all these drugs. And she literally had a death wish, you know. I asked her what her purpose and dream was, which is part of my program, because I feel without a purpose and dream, we're merely existing. We're not put on this planet to merely exist. And my opinion. Anyway. Yeah, so.
Yes. Well, that's our purpose is what drives us.
Absolutely. And then what? Yeah, if we don't have that, then why would we even bother to get out of bed in the morning? And I don't mean a mundane job. You know?
No, exactly. Just something when you wake up in the morning, you rip off the covers and you go, yay, I'm here.
Yes, and I'm going to live my life.
Most people don't feel that, right? Most people don't feel that.
No. I mean, we have terms for them. You know, Monday is, it's Monday, back to work day, back to the rigid routine that I dislike, or hump day, ooh, the middle of the week, almost through it. It's like we're trying to get through our lives, not live it, you know?
Exactly. So what happened with this lady with this big pile of drugs? My God, that's
yes.
awful at that young age.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt. I thought, oh, my God, you know, if she, had she kept on that path, I would just can't even imagine what she'd end up like. But she stuck to the protocol that I prescribed to her. She stuck to it diligently, which was obviously changing the diet. We honed her diet in. I started advising certain things for her to do, and, you know, dug in a little deeper, you know, talking about the five top traumas in our lives, which is one of the things that we don't want to look at because it's so difficult or painful. But those are the exact things that keep us held back and stuck and not living our purpose into our purest potential. So she stuck to the protocol, and lo and behold, she sent me a message a month later. I think it was actually through Facebook, and said, oh my gosh, you know, I've quit all my meds and don't need them anymore. I'm still bringing my blood pressure down. And I thought, hallelujah, sister, it works. I know it works. You know, but it's a big change, though. It's a big commitment. And many times in this vortex, people don't want to make that commitment. They would rather either die or stay on drugs. So
yeah,
it changed.
And right. And you and I are of the same opinion about drugs. I wrote a book about cholesterol and discovered that 200 million Americans are taking some sort of statin. And it only helps less than 1%, but it harms 12% of the people taking it. But yet people are clinging to it like, you know, if I don't have this, something's going to happen. And the thing is that something will happen if they take it. And that our bodies are not living through a shortage of chemicals, dangerous chemicals in our body. There's something else to it. And I think that this healing that we talked about earlier, this thing is really enormous for people and will get them to the point where they can lose all those drugs.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'd like to share that in part of the protocol, one of the things that sets me apart from others in this field is that in addition to the physical movement, and I don't just mean basic brute, you know, cookie cutter exercises, these movements that I teach my clients, especially how to awaken the pelvic floor, and integrate it, that's a part of it as well. But in addition, I also offer the energy healing modality. You know, I mean, my clients will come to me and say one morning, you know, one of them came as an example a few weeks ago, and I had a whole program designed specifically for her. It was going to take her through a workout, but she was clearly upset and emotional. I met her where she was at, and I said, you know, I said, I think today is going to be a day where we don't work out. Let's work in. And to me, working in means let's go in energetically. Why don't you come into my healing room? I have a healing room at my facility. And I put her on the table and I offered her a Reiki treatment because I do energy medicine healing. And it was where the energy went in and cleared some blockages that she had that were keeping her from moving forward. And it was very successful and continues to be. And she got off the table with a smile. The tears were gone. The dark cloud had been lifted. And now she can continue to go forward and manifest her dream. You know, so here's the difference.
Exactly right. Right, exactly right. And I love that you just, so a lot of healing work, like talk therapies. They make you talk about the same thing over and over, and all it does is solidify it into the body, you know, lock mm-hmm. it in. But by releasing it the way you did it, it allows the person to move forward and just simply release it and let it go and not have to think about it anymore. Yeah. How beautiful is that?
Yeah. Fantastic. So, and, you know, it's so fantastically exciting.
I know. It's so awesome. So a lot of people are telling Vivid Life Radio and on facebook.com/vividlife.me, and they tell their stories of what their vivid life looks like. So how about you, Patricia? What does your vivid life look like?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, you know, I envision, and I can only say this based on an experience I had a couple of weeks ago, I envision myself, you know, with a group of people that are like-minded individuals looking for that alternative healing modality and that are open for it, not just looking, but that are truly have a heart opening for it and a mind for it. And I see myself in this vivid life guiding them and directing them and helping them, you know, reach their purest potential through the holistic approach of health, wellness, and fitness. And that said, you know, I hosted a shamanic fire ceremony a couple of weeks ago, and I had the traditional Aztec Mayan dance ceremonial dancers perform first hour, and the last hour I did a shamanic fire ceremony and a drum meditation. And I tell you, the healing that occurred and the love that was expressed in that room that night, there were approximately 40 of us, and I got comments later on about how it created openings and they let go of certain things and have been able to move on. So I see in my vivid life more of that, you know, healing, because it's not just about healing myself, because actually in part it is, because when I heal myself, I heal others. So I see myself doing that with many, 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 many other people.
Yeah, so let's tell people how they can find you, Patricia. Patricia's website is called Evol Motion. It's like evolutionary and motion. Take out the middle. It's evolmotion.com. So people will be able to find you and learn a little bit more about the book you just wrote. So the itty bitty book.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the itty bitty healing book. The website is actually evolvethroughmotion.com. Evolvethroughmotion.com. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Evolvethroughmotion.com.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And let's just leave before we wrap up. We're almost out of time. Let's tell people one tip that they can do for themselves that's going to make a difference.
God, one. Okay. I would think the
most
important.
Yeah, one. I know there's like 10,000, right?
Yeah. Yeah, especially when I think about the little itty-bitty book I wrote, which has tips in it. They can find that on Amazon. But the one tip I would give people is just breathe. Breathe. You know, the breath is our life. You can go without food and water, but you cannot go without your breath. You can go without food and water for extended period of time, but you cannot go without your breath. There's much power in the energy of the breath, assuming you breathe properly. So I would say just get out and breathe.
Yeah, I tell people to breathe in and imagine the air going all the way down to their toes. And so it just expands their body. And yes, breathing is wonderful. So it looks like, thank you so much, Patricia, for being on the show. Yeah,
my pleasure.
Awesome. And I loved hearing about your ancient Mexican healing techniques and how, you know, these are living with the earth and within the vibration of the planet. So thank you, everyone, for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis and for our guest, Patricia Pinto, for teaching us some wonderful things. And you can find her through, say that again, Evol Motion. And let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for my newsletter and get my powerful healing audio for releasing stress so you can get healthy no matter what your doctor says. And mark your calendars so you can join us next week for another powerful conversation, this time with Lisa Thomas on Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis, hosted on Vivid Life Radio.
Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. To feel and look younger and more energized today, go to www.scientifichealer.com and get your free powerful healing audio. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now, take a deep breath before you go about your day.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.